First cutting?
Call it the second cutting. Second cutting. Well, let's get busy now and get ready. Put up the second cut. Now, a long time ago, we'd have a pretty ably farmer, pretty well hooked with a lot of equipment, a lot of power, a lot of help. He'd try to lease a piece of land or a farm where it had a big hay in it. Well, he'd pay so much a year for that cash. Well, when he went to cut that hay, you see, if the season is right, if he could get three cuttings off of it, he got it, because that'd have to pay his rent. He'd put that hay up and put it on the market. But a lot of them get enough hay and don't pay the rent by cutting it twice or three times. But now that's all drifted into the hands of the big man, and he don't want to cut for once a year. There's no rental farming going on here to speak of now, Tom, not in part of Canada. The people that owned it, what they don't cultivate themselves, hard done, you know, with tractors, one thing or another, well, they just put it in the pasture.
Are these mostly big farms in the county now?
Well, there's a lot of big farms, yeah. Yes, sir. But not as many little renting farmers like there used to be, that's the thing in the past. No cotton raising to speak of in Carter County. Very little.
Used to be, didn't it?
Used to be. They wore it out, cultivating cotton. Well, now you know they got a deal on now, the federal government has. If you let this land lay out, they pay you so much money. Call that land bank, what? Land bank.
Soil bank?
Yeah. That's it. A lot of them fell on that, you know. And there's no use cultivating when the government will give you as much as you can make on it.
You don't wear out your equipment.
That's don't wear out any equipment, and if you try, they don't deprive you of the right to go in there and tear it or keep it up, build it up if you want to. And they pay you for it. They don't pay you for that work, but they just take that much out of production and they pay you for it.
How did you harvest your wheat in the early days?
Well, there wasn't too much wheat grown here in this county. They had thrashers. I'll show you how that worked. They first come in there with what they call a binder. Four mules to it. And they'd bind them oats of that wheat and bundle it about so big around. Mm-hmm. And it stood up like that. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll say from this high up to that high.
Boy, that's tall wheat.
Yeah, all right. Then after a certain length of time, here come the thrashers. You take teams and wagons and hay frames. Take men with pitchforks and you go out there and pull that all on the wagon up to the driver and he places it and you take a big load and drive it up to that thrasher where that elevator shoots out there. It's got a chain on it and you just pitch it off the wagon into that trough and that carried right on into the thrasher. And the wheat or oats will go one way and the straw the other. Have a big straw stack.
I remember those when I was a little boy.
Yeah. But now the combine, don't see? Mm-hmm. Do it all, and that oat straw that we used to pile up there and that the cattle graze on through the winter, well, they let it fall on the ground or drops on the ground, and they turn it under for fertilizer. I believe it's a good deal, more or less, fertilizer.
When they got a bundle of wheat, was this just one bundle? Or did they put these together?
Well, whenever the binder would throw them down about five or six in a bunch, you see. He dropped, that had a bundle carry on it. And it, when it got about five on there, I don't remember whether they tripped themselves or you tripped it. And you dump them off. And then you go on and you catch that many more and you dump it off and go plumb around. And when you come back here to where you dumped your first one, you're supposed to have another five bundle, dump it right by that.